What is happening to Saturn's rings? I'm Caitlin Ahrens, the Pluto Manager with the U of A Center for Space and Planetary Science, and this is Scratching the Surface. When the Voyager 1 and 2 probes zipped past the iconic rings of Saturn decades ago, estimates were made about the dynamics of these rings and if Saturn would lose them eventually. Turns out, the rings are being swiped away much faster than we thought. From the ongoing investigations from the now-deceased Cassini orbiter, the spacecraft detected ring material falling into Saturn's equator at an alarming rate, which we're now calling it the worst-case scenario rate. The rings are being pulled into Saturn by gravity as dusty ice rain down under the influence of Saturn's magnetic field. So how fast is this rain rate? Let's say it could fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool, which is 660,000 gallons, in half an hour. From this calculation, the entire iconic, beautiful ring system would vanish in less than 100 million years. At least that gives us plenty of time to study the rings and how other ring systems in our solar system and beyond compare to ring growth, evolution, and eventually disappearing. For more on the Center for Space and Planetary Science, or for more segments of Scratching the Surface, spacecenter.uark.edu.
Scratching the Surface with Caitlin Ahrens, the Pluto Manager, is a production of 91.3 FM, KUAF Public Radio in Fayetteville, a listener-supported service of the University of Arkansas.